Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon or good evening. This is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. I hope everybody's having a fabulous, marvelous, amazing, energizing, just all those good words behind Wednesday. You know, otherwise known as hump day. I don't know. Do people really have those kind of schedules anymore? Does everybody really work Monday through Friday? It seems like more and more people have really unusual schedules. I had unusual schedules when I was in the workplace. I had a lot of Saturdays and some Sundays, and just depending where I was working. And I had the 9 to 5 or 8 to 5. Or 8 to 6, depending, you know, with all those extra hours, all that commuting. That was years ago. So that's all gone for the most part. Now I just have my clients and you folks. So it's fun. And my writing and whatever else I might be doing. We're going to talk about people who have passed, or people who have passed are going to come talk to us. And I have some articles on relationships. Wanted to talk a little bit about relationships and vibration and all kinds of fun things. I see I have a couple callers, so I'll be with you in a minute. Give me a chance to kind of ease into the show. So I asked Spirit, okay, so can I talk to dead people today? And they said, yes, of course you can talk to dead people. But how it works for me is not like, you know, remember the old show, the TV show, the Medium, where the lady would just go about anywhere? Or what was the other one? With about heaven and blah, blah, blah. And people with ghosts would just show up and talk to her and kind of all the time. Well, that doesn't work for me. That doesn't happen for me. As I think I've explained this before, is that people, I'm only allowed to communicate with those who have somebody that needs to talk to them. I have like a gatekeeper, my spirit guides, and they keep people from approaching me. Non-physical, let's say dead people, unless there's a specific reason where I'm talking to somebody and then there's a reason to give a message. So I don't go wandering around all day getting messages from dead people. No, I get messages from spirit guides and they talk to me about this and that and teachers, but that's different. There's two different things. Now, not that one is so much better than the other, but it's just a difference of energies, because those who are in the non-physical world, who have connections and family in the physical world, really want to get messages to them. Well, my spirit guides are all about me or whoever else they're working with. Yeah, the committee. I call them the committee, and that's what they call themselves. It's a group of spiritual teachers that communicate ideas to me. And that's the ones that have got me onto this process of doing this, I guess, as I get it. So let me take a call or two. We'll get into some articles, have an Abraham quote, and we'll see what happens. I never know what's going to happen. Yes. I'm feeling, let's see, it might be for somebody who's either in the chat room. There's only one person, so I don't know if it's you or not, or caller. But I'm feeling, a female energy. A very nice female energy. Let me take a call and see if it's for you. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Who am I speaking to?
Michelle.
Michelle, what's going on with you?
Relationship stuff.
Okay, so what's the question?
I was just concerned about a relationship between me and this guy named Michael. So
okay.
The female energy might be mine, though.
Okay. Well, let me describe the energy I get, this person, because the picture kind of comes through. And I don't get, like, face per se. It's kind of – that's kind of fuzzy. But I get taller, okay, slender, and dressed nicely, okay, even with a hat on. So I don't know if this is anybody related to you or somebody else, but this is a really nice, attractive woman, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So not your typical housewife, okay? She was this lady. Do you know who I'm talking about? If not, then it's for somebody else. But that's
it might be my mom, It might be my mom. She was a.
Did she like? Did she like to dress and go out?
Yes, she liked to dress. She was in corporate world, so yeah.
Okay, well, that's probably what I'm. That's probably who it is then. What's her name?
Gloria.
Okay, so let me see what Gloria has to say about this person. Okay, what's his name? What's his name again? Let's see if we get the right. Michael. You know, I keep getting this message about why are you overly concerned about it? Why are you overly concerned about it? Why not just let it take its course? Why are you Why are you really overly worried about it? Okay?
Okay.
Can you change it? Can you change the situation yourself? All that you can do is change you, right?
Right.
But you've made made changes. You are at the top of your game, right? That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I hope. Yeah. I think so.
So it's not about you doing things differently to make something work. I don't get it that way because I get you're on top of your game and she's really worry about it. Your highest purpose will be served. So what is your real question about him? Because I'm trying to get a real answer, a definitive answer. And
I guess I'm just, she may be saying that you just need to keep walking in faith and let it happen, but I just want to know, are we going to get together? Are we going to get married? Or is he going to be removed and it's going to be somebody else?
Oh, so you want a prediction from her.
Or
that's
something,
Okay, let me see what I get. Okay, let me bring the energy back into a focus place. And it's kind of scattering a little bit. So let's pull everything back in a little bit and see if we can get a tighter read on that. What is she saying to you about your future with him? We're getting back to the words of higher purpose. But I'm hearing it as he is part of your highest purpose, but you have to be patient. I don't think you're very patient.
I've been told that 800 times, but patience is okay. I have to be patient. Okay.
Yeah, but see, what she just told you was he is part of your highest purpose.
Right.
Okay. So whatever you think your highest purpose is, he plays into that. Does that make sense? Follow me?
It does.
So you have to let him come around. Okay,
that makes sense.
Okay, let me give you this other thing. Kind of like this is a kind of a woman thing, I think, more than a men. Men would never do this. You have to bait the trap.
Okay.
I don't know why she would say that. Bait the trap, whatever that means.
I know what she's saying.
Okay, so does that make it, that give you an answer? I mean, without saying, yeah, definitely you're going to be married in 3 weeks or 6 months.
Right.
But he's hot, you know, because people have free will and he could get squirrely at times. You know that, right?
Well, he's squirrely now, and I guess that's why I am concerned. Yeah.
Okay, bait the trap. He's meant to be with you. He was pushed into your life to give your life more meaning. Wow, that's cool. I like that.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So he definitely is my soulmate or twin flame or whatever you want to call it.
Let's don't use those words. Just say
he
was put into your life to be part of your highest purpose. Okay?
Okay.
But
I can see that.
I will give you this. That's not that. But there is a strong sexual component in this.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. So what she means by that or what's meant by that is that he's here to satisfy you sexually too. Okay?
Okay. Now that's conflict with our highest purpose, which
no,
right now
is part, it is part of your highest purpose because you want to feel good. And there's so many different ways of feeling good, right?
Yeah, well, we both are ministers, so how that's going to work without being married?
Well, you'll get married then, huh?
I didn't say
there wasn't a marriage component in this. I just said that he's part of that's part of the purpose.
Okay.
You got it?
I got it.
Okay. Well, you enjoy it.
Okay. Well, that's good news.
Yeah. He's got. Yeah, he may sound like he doesn't want to be with you, but in his soul, he knows that there's something that's real here. Okay.
Okay, so his actions is speaking louder than his. Not don't ignore his actions. And
well, his actions are based on fear. Okay, fear and sense of responsibility kind of fears. Okay.
Yes. Okay. I agree.
Take care. Let me see. If you got let me see if I get a parting thought from your mother.
Okay.
And it's personal, so I'll try to say it in a way that, yeah, it's personal. It's something about, you know, she must have been a really good example for you in some ways, right? I mean,
she was an awesome mother, yes.
So she wants you to follow her example more in some things in life, okay?
Okay. I got this quick thing about balloons because I had a dream about her because my birthday was Sunday, and I saw all these balloons, and she was in it. So did she send me balloons in my dream?
Yeah, she said, yeah, for your birthday, yeah. Happy birthday, balloons.
Okay.
And the balloons are really sending off your highest wishes, your highest purpose to be fulfilled. Okay.
Okay.
You take care. Okay. Bye now.
All right. Bye bye.
The little button will not work. Oh, there it goes. Okay. I have some other callers. Give me a second. So it's a 562, and then a 401. And then whatever that next one is. So if you jump off, then I lose track of you, and I just go by how long you've been holding, and that's what I go by. So if you leave and come back, you go to the end of the queue, if that makes sense. So I said 562, right? Okay, you've been holding the longest. And then it's a 401, and then it's a 520. Wow, I got a lot of five numbers. My goodness, that's a 5 day out. I don't know why. Okay, what did I say? Okay, here we go.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Ramsey.
Ooh, say that. Cut out a little bit.
Oh, okay. It's Rondrea with the R.
Rondrea. Well, that's an interesting name. Where'd that come from?
Well, my dad's name is Ron, and he wanted something girly, so he put Drea on the end.
Oh, okay, okay. So you must have a nice connection with your father.
Yes.
Okay, so what's going on Rondrea? Rondrea, yeah. What's going on with you?
Nothing really. I just had a brand new baby girl on October 20th, so I'm very happy right now.
Oh wow, that's not long. That's just like really recent, huh? Wow.
Yes.
Let me ask you a strange question. I don't know why I get this, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. Have you had a pet, an animal, something that was close to you that passed not too long ago, within a few years?
Never had any pets. Only had fishes when I was like a little girl. I had fishes, but never had any other pets.
It might not be for you, but I'm really getting this strong energy around a pet. Okay, I don't know what it is. So, what's your question? There's this dog out there that wants to communicate to somebody. I don't know who it is. Okay.
Okay. Well, my question is: do you see me and my daughter being connected, like? In the past, like our past lives together, like reincarnation or something together.
Oh, okay. That's a very good question. What's your daughter's name?
Jerissa. Jerissa.
I get it as you've reversed roles. You reversed roles, which means that, yes, you were connected. Yes, in a previous life. What year were you born?
August 14th,
1984. Okay. You died this life in the early 60s, but your daughter was your mother, okay? Your daughter was your mother. Does that make sense? Follow me?
Oh, okay.
So as she's growing up, you're gonna find this young lady is going to be kind of domineering, okay?
Uh-huh.
Telling you what for, but you had a really strong connection. I mean, that's not the only lifetime, but she died young. Yeah, she died young.
Oh, okay. Do you know what age? Can you see what age she was?
Okay, you were born. I said you died in the early 60s, right?
Yes.
She was already dead. She died. 40 years before that. That's what it feels like, the energy, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You had a tragic death too. So you guys are, but you're here now to really live complete full lives together, okay?
Okay.
You're here to live complete full lives together. You've had enough tragedy in the past.
Okay.
You're going to have a really nice connection with her. You're going to feel that she's going to treat you like a daughter a little bit as you get older. You're
okay.
Going to reverse it around a little bit. But that's what I get, okay?
Okay.
But it was in the south, southern part of the United States. It was somewhere near the Georgia-Florida area, okay? Line that area. Is that Tallahassee
okay.
or something like that? But it's just on the other side, I think.
Okay.
You take care.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Bye.
Wow, past lives. Yeah. Yeah, her daughter is really going to communicate with her. Okay, what do we got going on here? I'm going to get my brain back together. Did I say 401 was next? I don't know. Because if you hang in there, okay, so 401's been holding the longest. So I'm going to take you, and then I got a 520, and then a 510. Oh, yeah. So let's see if this is going to be cool. It's always cool. Hello.
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 Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
And whom am I talking to?
My name is Carrie.
Carrie, you're very formal, Carrie. Why are you so formal?
I don't know.
It's just your nature, I know. Some of us are just the way we are. We are who we are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody can be wild and crazy. That life does not allow us
to
have
that.
It's
fun to be, you know, sometimes. In moderation.
See, yeah, there's that control thing. Okay, I gotcha. So what's going on, Carrie? I'm just teasing you. You hope you're okay with all this.
No, I am. I'm just calling in for a general reading, looking to connect with, you know, anything that may come through, any information you may have for me.
Okay, so as you know, I'm talking to dead people, right? As you know, this is a whole bit of a read. So I'm going to see if there's an ancestor for you that would want to give you any kind of message today. I think it feels going to be very general, whoever this is. Feels very general. I'm getting more male than female energy. It feels male. Even though I say the word male, he has a lot of feminine aspects to him. I don't know who this is. It could be a great-grandfather or a great-uncle or somebody. But he's not masculine. He wasn't in his lifetime. So if this relates to anybody you knew, but that's what I get, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what is he saying to you in general? He's singing a song, and it's an Eagles song. It's Take It to the Limit One More Time. So it's like you have to take it to the limit one more time. You got something coming up in your life that you really have to get done?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So it's take it to the limit. Like, really go for it. Don't hesitate. Keep going. Okay?
Yep.
But your life is like that, because that's why he says it that way. It's because, so he does the song. It's because you keep doing that. You keep pushing the envelope all the way out, right? Good thing. It's not a bad thing at all. And that's why he's saying keep going with this. Because you're accomplishing a lot more than you ever imagined you could accomplish, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so he says keep going. I mean, there's no negativity in this, and I'm not trying to drag up some negativity at all, and I don't think you're getting a message about negativity. It's all about, yeah, keep going. Keep pushing it. You're on a good track. You're center line. Do you know what means center line means?
No.
Well, you're not veering. You're not going left and right. You're not vacillating. You're not wobbling. You're going right down the line to what you want. Your center line.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I don't know what else to tell you.
Thank
That's
you.
What he's saying. That's who. But the I don't
thing,
know. Who this is.
Just, I connect with it because the Eagles are my dad's favorite band, and I am actually in control of his property now. So it all makes sense. That's definitely a good message.
Okay. Well, that's cool to know. Did you have a dog, or did he have a dog?
Yeah. Well, it was my dog, and you know, he watched my dog for a long time, and he was actually there with him when he passed, but I have the dog.
Okay,
now.
Well, the dog's there. So I knew this dog connected to somebody, okay? I knew there was a dog because I saw the dog first.
Yep.
Yeah. He was really cool.
Yeah. No, he's still here. I have the dog.
I see a dog, though, around you. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, so the dog was there when your father passed?
Yes.
But the energy's still around you. It's a cool energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll let you go. I don't know, but I just saw this dog, and I thought, it's got to relate to somebody. It's you there.
Now, do you know what kind of dog it is, or?
No, because it's very fuzzy. I get a dark features, but I'm not sure if that's right, or it's just an energy that's dark. Not dark as in negative, but just a dark energy,
yeah,
okay?
He's a beagle.
Okay. Okay. You take care, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye. Take it to the limit. I don't know why I heard that. Now I know why, because it relates to her father. But, yeah, interesting man. Yes. Okay, so what do we got going on here? We got a 520 and then a 510. See, we got three calls waiting. So, yes. And what are we doing? Okay, so let me do this call. I always have to take a few seconds between because I kind of have to clear the energy field a little bit, make sure I'm re-energized. I guess that's the word for it. I don't know. Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hello? Hi.
Hi. My name is Marie.
Marie, what's going on today?
Actually, I was just wondering what you were picking
up. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Are you in love?
No, I'm not.
You want to be in love?
I was thinking about it, but
But it feels like you will be in love because I get love
really?
Around you. I get this really loving spirit around you. Okay?
Okay.
That's really cool. We're not going to get just into all the romance aspects of it, but it feels like there's a lot of love around you. Either it's from the other side that there's a lot of love, or there's love coming into your life shortly in the near future because you're preparing yourself. It's like you don't obsess on it, right?
No, I don't. Not at all. No, that's like something I don't.
But that's how the universe works, because when we don't obsess on it, we don't set up walls for it to come in. So, yeah, there's love around you. I don't know what your question was, but there's love coming into your life.
Uh-huh. Well, that's something good to know, so I can continue to prepare or to be aware.
You know how you prepare? Just be you.
Just be me. Right, right. It is what it is.
You don't have to do anything. You're in a good place, okay?
Okay.
You've really picked yourself up and dusted yourself off.
Right.
Right?
Yes, I have. Yes,
okay,
I have.
Okay, so you're in a good place.
I did that much, yes.
Yeah, you're in a good place. So do you have a question? I mean, I've kind of peered into your life a bit.
No, that's okay. It was just whatever you was picking up.
Yeah, so I just get this thing about love being coming into your life or being part of life. Okay, I'll give you this thing. You know, we've been focusing on dead people today, or people, you know, in the non-physical world and how they approach you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a female energy, okay?
Okay.
And it feels like a great-grandmother or something like that, one of those kind of people, right?
Okay.
And I see this person just blowing kisses. You know how you blow kisses? And you know how little hearts go out and the little kisses go out? You know what I mean? Like an animated kisses coming out. So somebody's blowing you kisses constantly.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is back to them.
Yeah, it's really sweet. It's the little red hearts going, little kisses coming your way. So I think you could feel them. I don't know how you'd feel them, but I guess you would sense, you could feel that there's this love being blown at you.
I could feel the love around me. Yes, I can.
Okay, good. So I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, that's just like a message.
Well, that was good enough.
Okay, you take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Aha, love. That was cool. That was really a cool little illustration or picture. It's like a little animated hearts coming out from being blown towards her. That was really sweet. You know, and sometimes we just need love. Don't we? Just whatever, without putting a lot of conditions on what it's supposed to be from and who it's supposed to be from. So let me take another call. Focusing here. Refocus. 510. I got a bunch of people jumped in all of a sudden. So it's a 510, then a 708. Yeah, 708. Somebody went away. Oh, okay. And then a 619 and a 482. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I don't want to go too far ahead of myself or I'll get confused. Don't want me to be confused, do we? No, not at all. Hello.
Hi.
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 Do you have a name?
Yes. Well, I am Randy, but I'm not calling for me.
Oh,
I'm calling for the other two women in the office here. One is named Tasha, and one is named Laura, because they're both too shy to talk to you.
Oh, that's crazy.
I know. They're so shy. And Laura is the one that really wanted to connect with you today.
Okay. So did she have a question?
She does have a question. So we're on the air, Laura. So Laura's question was, she would like to know when the house is being sold and if the people...
big question.
Yeah. Okay. No, wait. She's brave. Hold on.
Hi, my name is Laura.
Suddenly got brave. Hi.
Okay, so I've lived in this house 20 years, and I took care of the people in the house, and they died. They left me a little bit. They left me a little bit of money, but I don't know when the house is going to be sold.
Okay, so I must be picking up on them. Okay, I must be picking on up because what I was getting before you said that. Now, believe me, you could go, "Well, yeah, he's just saying that," but no, I was getting was it was somebody who lived with you that died.
Yes.
Okay. So,
yes.
Yeah. So is it a male and female?
They were my closest friends. They were in their 80s and they died.
Very sweet couple.
Huh?
Very sweet couple.
Yes, they were angels.
Yeah. And so they're pushing forward the sale for you.
Oh.
But part of them doesn't want you to go. See, there's this energy I'm getting like, yeah, we're going to miss you not being there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm,
there's an attachment
mm-hmm.
there. There's an energy attachment, but there's also a realization it needs to move on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of saying, well, we like to resist and hold this back a little bit, but they know after the first of the year it will sell.
Okay.
Okay? All they know it's going to sell, and they're kind of like hesitating because they still like to be there.
Oh, yes, I know.
And they're attached to the house, and they're not sure about the next people.
Yeah.
Like that will have the same energy that you do because your energy is so peaceful for them.
Yes, I helped them a lot. They helped me, though.
Yeah, there's a lot of love there between you all.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's that, okay, we want to help you and we want this to move along. But part of it's like, oh, yeah, we love you to be around longer because we really enjoy. Okay.
Well, the thing is they did not leave me the house, and so that is my concern. I'm
65. Well, let me finish the statement. They say to you that they will follow you wherever you go.
Oh, good. Good. Then
they
I'm going to get
you. They will follow you wherever you go, to the ends of the earth.
Okay. All right.
So don't worry about it. It'll happen.
All right.
They're going to be around you. They will continue to needle you about something, and I don't know what that is.
Oh, I can imagine.
Okay.
They
will continue to needle you. That's cool. Okay, take care.
All right. You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye. That's cool. I get these little expressions that I hear, and I go, hopefully it makes sense, because I don't know, it doesn't mean anything to me. It's like, yeah, okay, I'm not trying to make this stuff up. I just like, you're going to needle you. It's like, really? Seriously? You're going to needle these people? Oh, okay. Okay, 708's next, okay? And then 619. Okay, so... Yeah, needle you. I like that. And thank you, Pasha, for calling in. I don't have anything for Pasha, do I? Pasha feels like a mother hen for some reason. It's a mother hen thing. So if you're still in the chat room, does that feel like you? Somebody around you is a mother hen, like mother hen, all the chicks under the wing thing. I don't know if that's you or not, but that's the picture I get. Mother hen. Are you a mother hen? If you're in the chat room still, let me know. Or maybe it's somebody's mother hitting you, but that's what I got. Okay, 708. Here we go. Whee!
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Jennifer, are you a mother hen? You're not a mother hen.
I don't think so.
Not by you. It was the lady in the chat room that called last that I think she's being mother hen. Are you being picked to death about somebody else? No. Let's clear the energy here. So what's going on with you? Let's clear the energy.
Okay, I am just trying to find out about love.
What about love?
when is it coming my way?
Okay. You know, as I talk to your ancestors, and it's a male energy, it's not a female energy, and I don't know mm-hmm. who this is, but as I describe somebody, you might make sense to who it could be. But more than what I'm hearing, whether regardless of who this is, it feels like what they're doing for you, and I feel like in multiples, like family that's passed and gone way back, and it's somebody that you knew in a past life, is being pushed in front of you soon. Somebody that you knew. So you're going to have that instant like, oh, wow, okay, I know you. You know what I mean? Have you ever had those in your life? Oh, I know you from somewhere.
Yeah.
So somebody from your past life, wow, that was pretty intense too. So it's going to be pretty intense. You're ready for it though, aren't you?
I am.
Wow.
Yeah, I went through a bad divorce.
Yeah, so this is going to be pretty intense. It's not a rebound. It is really somebody that has been waiting for you to be in the right position, in the right place emotionally, to be in a relationship with you. Okay?
Okay. Okay, when is it going to happen?
When? Oh, the big old when thing. It's always when, right? Well, you're ready. You know, barring any kind of free will, kind of weird stuff, I get this image. It's before the end of the year because you're celebrating New Year's Eve or that time of the year together. Okay?
Okay.
Let's see what happens.
And then, and the thing is because I'm in another state right now and I'm debating or not whether I need to stay in this state or if I need to move back to my home state.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense. But the answer really comes back to you and your soul. What feels strongest to you?
I don't know. That's why I'm looking for guidance from loved ones.
Why are you where you're at now?
Because of the divorce. I felt I needed a change. There was a guy. He lives in another state.
So you want to go back home. Where's home?
Chicago.
You want to go back to Chicago?
I keep going back and forth, and I
you
don't
want to go,
know.
Wait a minute. Let me answer your question, because you asked a question. Now, you can believe me or not believe me, but I'm going to answer it as a question, a statement. The statement is you want to go back to Chicago because it's a familiarity thing, and Mr. Wright's waiting for you.
Okay.
That's what I get.
So
now, you
Chicago.
Judge for yourself that makes any sense at all, but the familiarity is stronger than the guy. It's like the comfort. It's like going back to comfort food, right?
Yeah.
It's really a comfort food thing.
And what sucks is that I love the guy that I'm with. There's no doubt about that. Sometimes I feel like he's the one, but then I have my doubts. Like, okay,
no,
I don't think that this is it.
No. Okay. I'm going to be really careful what I say to you about this because this is... How do I get it for you? The fear that you have of being with him will not dissipate and go away with time. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's fears that you have of being, there's fears of being stuck with him. Okay? That's what
mm-hmm.
I get. And that will not dissipate in time. Now, you have to decide that's right or wrong for you, but that's what I hear for you. Okay? It's like I'm saying to you, it's not going to get better. It's not going to get a lot better. It's not going to get to that place where you say, yeah, this is great. Yeah, this is working. We can work everything out. It's that we have our ebbs and flows, but for the, you know, we're at 80% good time. It doesn't feel like it's going to get to 80%.
Yeah, that makes sense. It really does.
Okay.
Yeah. And is there anything?
I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello. Okay, we got to take another call. I had somebody. My dog was barking. Somebody was at the door barking. So I got. Let me clear my energy field again. So 619 is next, I think. And what do we got? Oh, I only got a few minutes. Sorry, we got enough time. Yeah, 619. Okay, got enough time. So did my friend in the chat room? Does anybody have a mother hen's complex going on here, or is a mother hen? That's what I got. So let's. I don't know why I got the mother hen thing. You got it strong. Hello.
Hi. Hi there. Hi. This is Donna. This is Donna.
Donna, are you a mother hen?
I'm not a mother hen, no, but I one.
Somebody is. I don't know who it is.
Yeah, maybe. Is it somebody living or past?
No, it's somebody in the chat room, probably. Okay, what's going on with you?
Well, you know, a lot. I'm moving today, and I'll be changing jobs. Lots going on. I just want to see what comes up as far as, you know, what's in store for me. If that's too broad, I can tell. All right.
Well, it is kind of broad, but let me just see if there's somebody from your past, ancestral-wise. It doesn't feel like a direct relative, okay? It feels more like a friend of the family or a friend of yours that passed a few years ago, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel like a relative. It's either a friend of the family or your friend, but it's a friend, okay, that we're close to, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it is a female energy. It's not a male energy.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know who this is, but So the question would be, as they see your life unfolding, they can see they're really kind of involved in your life at a level of knowing where you're going, right?
Okay.
This is funny. I hear stuff and it just cracks me up because I don't know why. Your road for the future is paved with lucky charms. I don't know why I get that. But that means somebody must be Irish or somewhere back around there.
Mm.
But it's lucky charms means that you're going to have a lot of fortune, good fortune in your life, and a lot of good food. But lucky charms.
Okay.
But yeah, it feels good. It feels like you're paved. Yeah, little rainbows everywhere. It's kind of cool. You know, leprechauns everywhere. That's kind of strange. I know. Did you like those things when you were as a kid? Did you like leprechauns?
Oh, yeah. I like rainbows. I had rainbows in my room. Yeah.
Okay, so that's...
And I just painted one. I just painted a rainbow. It's funny, yeah.
Okay. So your pathway is all laid out with this stuff. Okay?
Okay.
So feel good about yourself.
I wonder who the friend was. Do you get any names? Is it Ron?
Oh, no, I don't get a name.
Okay.
I just get female energy. It's a female energy.
Oh, it might be her because she passed a couple years ago. She was a good friend, grown up. Yeah, it'd be her.
Okay, well, this is funny. Do you have a bicycle?
I just sold it.
Yeah, because something about a bicycle, like take out the bicycle, or you shouldn't have taken out the bicycle, or we needed to ride together one more time on the bicycle, or something like that.
Okay.
Something about a bicycle. Yeah. So you sold it.
Okay.
You didn't get the last ride. Did you do a last ride with her?
I know. You know what? I'm trying to think. It's been so long. It's been a while since I've seen her before she passed. So I'll have to think about that. It'll come to me probably.
So you got to get another bike. You got to get another bike because she'll go.
I'm going to get another bike.
Because she's going to ride with you. She will ride with you.
Okay.
So sit on your shoulders. You never see the picture of like a sitting on the shoulders with the hands up in the air, flying? Okay.
Okay.
Do that.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Yeah, the bicycle. Why did she sell that bicycle? Her friend wanted to go with her on the bike again, so she'll have to get another bike. Yes. No. Okay. I got a 480 and then a 52. I'm going to make these brief. So I'm sorry. I have to apologize because I'm running out of time. So we'll make these kind of quick. I'll be back tomorrow. And yeah, we can do more of this. But let me take a couple calls. Hello.
Hi, George. My name is Yvette.
Yvette, how are you?
I'm okay. I actually had a question regarding business, finances, and anything you saw, but I welcome whatever you get. That'd be great.
Okay, ask your question. Because this is a gentleman that wants to speak to you. Okay?
Okay.
And you said business, so it must be somebody in your history or background or family that was very business-oriented, okay? Or maybe it's a famous person. Sometimes, you know, sometimes I get the Napoleon Hill people, you know, like people like that. But whoever is this person has a vest with a pocket watch.
Okay.
So it must be a business person. It may not even be a family member. It might be somebody who, you know, Dale Carnegie. I don't know. But go ahead, ask your question.
I just want to know, like, I'm at a point where, like, I literally just closed one business and I'm supposed to be starting other ones, but I'm just not seeing them come through, and I just am at a point where...
Take your time.
Okay.
Not now, but take your time as in business, okay? Regroup.
Uh-huh.
Regroup. Really get a sense of a good business plan before you jump into it, okay? Really
mm-hmm.
get a sense of what you want to do next that feels solid and has a great foundation to it. Whoever this is coming through is saying, you need to stop for a moment, take some time, recouple you a little bit, okay? And the big word I get for you is no regrets.
Okay.
No regrets. You just move forward. It's time. It'll be time to move forward. 2016 is going to be a very profitable year for you. I hear that really strong for you. 2016 is going to be a very profitable year for you. Just take a little time and lay a great foundation for the future because it'll come.
Okay.
Yes. What kind of business do you want to go into?
That's the thing. I'm not sure. What I thought I was going to do is not going to happen. So I'm not happy right now. So
what kind of business were you in? And I only have about I'll try to do this in 30 seconds or less.
I owned a bakery, and that's when I just shut down the bakery.
And you want another bakery?
I want to be more in food, but I'm just right now. It's like
I can't see you out of food, but I can see you distributing food.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. I think
okay.
you want to be less hands-off doing the process and more about marketing the process, okay?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Marketing the food and picking a good food lines to carry and market, not in a brick and mortar, but more of a distribution center.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So think
okay.
about it. I got to let you go.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye.
Okay, so I got a couple more callers, and I'll try to keep these. Okay, 520. We talked? I don't know. Have we talked? Hello? Hello? We must have talked. You're not there. So I have a 954. Let me do this. Oh, let me switch gears. Good, because that gives me a little more time, like a minute or so. Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Mary. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to see if a move right now would be to my advantage, and if it would be absolutely necessary to go through with it.
Okay. Mary, is your mother alive?
No, unfortunately not.
Well, fortunately for you, she's guiding your hands in this. She's guiding your hands in this. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're saying, is this a good time to move, or should you wait, right?
Well, it's kind of a pressured kind of a thing.
Well, she's moving your hands, which means she's opening the door for it to happen next. So whatever's going to happen is going to happen, and it's almost like it's out of your control, but it will happen for your best interests, okay? That your mother is behind helping you to get where you need to be next. So it's almost like you need to let go and let them help you, being your spirit family, help you do it, because it's going to happen quicker than you can imagine, okay?
I have a deadline to make a decision in about a week, and
well, you're going to get the guidance. Yeah, but I keep getting for you now. You will get the guidance from your mother to make the right decision. Okay, it's going to move quickly, so be ready to move quickly. It's going
to
happen quickly.
End of the month, is that correct?
Sorry,
I'm told the end of this month, the first of next month. Is that correct?
Yeah. Before the end of the year. Definitely before Christmas. Yeah, definitely before Christmas. Okay?
The 1st of December.
Yeah, before Christmas. Okay?
Am I going to
get
help with this or have to do it myself?
I get helping hands. Okay, I got to let you go. I'm out of time.
Okay.
But you'll get there. Okay, you have non-physical help in making this all happen. Okay?
I'm sure I need it. Thank you so much. Okay.
You're welcome. Yes. Okay. Well, it's been fun. Another fun show. Today is Wednesday, so I'll be back tomorrow. We'll do some of the same stuff. Yeah, it's been fun. What else? Oh, I love you guys. I really appreciate all the calls. Thank you for all the calls. Thank you. And hopefully I've been able to help somebody today. If I can help you further, if you need more of an extended, you can contact me through my website, my Blog Talk Radio page, and I have reasonable rates for this. So if I can help you further, I try to keep these Oops, we're out of time. Bye.